There are several questions that you have to know when you make an interview, several elements that you have to deal with and that you have to be very much aware of. And what more maybe even than in any other text is of great importance for an interview is order, to find ordering in all the material that you get. That is so hard, and that is such a lot of work. And every interviewer has his own method for it. I have the most complicated method, but for me it has always been worthwhile to do it like that. I tape everything. I write the whole tape out, which is a hell of a job. It takes me at least one day to do it. But it's very worthwhile because, first of all, you hear it back. It's back, and you hear what you. As I said before, it's very shameful because you hear yourself miss points, and you hear your own ego coming into it. And but what you get from apart from yourself, what you get is a tone from the one who speaks, and. During the live interview, it's very difficult because you're tense as an interviewer. You want to make your point, you want to ask the right questions, you want to be empathic, etc. So you don't have time to really listen well to what the other said. But when you hear the tape, you hear a tone and you hear something back. You hear a personality much better. And it is, for me, it is about the other person and what he has to say, and how he will come out at his best. And this is something that I really want to underline. When you make an interview, your first intention is not to chop him down, but to make him or her shine. And then shine not in the sense of what a fantastic personality, but what an interesting artist. And if not, if you don't think it's an interesting artist, don't do the interview. It's as simple as that, because it will be totally boring. So don't do that. And that also means that the reason why you make an interview is preferably, it's not always possible, but it comes from personal interest. All the interviews I've done, most of them at least, were always focused on an artist that, in a way, I was very much fascinated by, but there was something that I didn't understand and I couldn't find out. And then an interview is a fantastic way, because you are in the right position. You're curious, you're open for the others, you want to find out something. So the scrutiny of the one who's interviewed, of the other, is of extreme importance. So I write it out. I hear the voice of the other person talking, and then I look at everything that's written out, and I am looking for the themes. Every interview, a good interview, has particular themes that come up. Most of the time, when you have done research at forehand, you know what you want to ask. But what comes out, the answers, might be totally unexpected. You will find them particular elements, particular themes that you think, yeah, I can work with that. I give every theme that I see a number. And then when you do that, then you see that, for example, number two comes back, and I have to bring them together, these different statements, because they belong together. So that means that what you're doing is you bring order in what the other person is saying. And that's very tricky, because it may be that the other person is what the hell is he talking about? You don't know. It seems quite incoherent, etc. And you make in an incoherent and maybe not so very interesting talker, you make something interesting out of it. And you must be ready to do that. That is the point of making somebody shine. I mean, you have to make something out of it, something interesting. And if you don't want to do it, don't do an interview. That's my advice, because it's so important. So that's how I do it. And then I start composing. It's a composition. It's a choreography of making an interview. It's also a composition because it's a musical thing. It's a good interview has rhythm. I mean, you go from one thing to another. And if it's only question and answer, it becomes minimal music. But if you introduce elements all of a sudden that break this monotony, then you get all of a sudden some jazzy thing or some element of lyrical thing. For example, here in the text, yeah, you see that everything is written out. Everything is fully described. But a lot of things you can press together in just an alinea of yourself. A lot of answers or questions, your own questions, you can press together in a short in-between which does not interrupt the process but accelerates. It again has to do with rhythm. It really is something for, I've interviewed something for people who like to write, who like this element of ordering, playing with also with the reader, because you know that people like to read interviews and that you can play with them, but you have to do it intelligently. So this element of order and rhythm and polishing is extremely important. When I look at what's here been done, it starts with a lot of questions, and the interviewer as such has totally disappeared in what comes next. Can be a way, but then you have to use another writer's trick. Then you could use, if you leave the interviewer out, as you have two people here, you can play them out to each other. You know, you can show, this is David, he's a person, and this is his particular thing. And that is Kasia. And she is this particular thing. And what do they have in common? And what makes them different? And why are they working together? It's like a real conversation, but for the radio. So introduce them, say who they are, and then let them speak. Also, an interview has development, and you can show that in the beginning there's he is retreating, and she's a talkative one, and then at a certain point he takes over, or they have a dialogue. You can do all that. You can show all that, and then it becomes lively. It becomes life, and that's also something beautiful about an interview. It's life, or your version of life.